President-elect Donald Trump has chosen his former campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, to be counselor to the president once he's sworn in. And this morning, Conway was busy clarifying Trump's stance on a proposal to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the country. Here she is on ABC's Good Morning America.
He said during the campaign, long after he had originally proposed that, that this would be more strictly tied to countries where we know they have a history of terrorism, and that this is not a complete ban.
Now, Conway was addressing the issue because of Trump's answer to a reporter's question yesterday about his proposed registry for Muslims and the ban of Muslim immigrants after Monday's attack in Berlin. Trump told reporters, quote, "You know my plans." Joining us now is NPR's Scott Horsley. And Scott, when Trump says, "You know my plans," some people might say, well, no, we don't really. So where do we stand on that?
This was a sort of seemingly direct but rather vague answer that we've been getting from the president-elect. Let's go back. It was about a year ago that the then-candidate Donald Trump first proposed what he called a total ban on Muslims coming into the United States. That was in the wake of the terror attacks both in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Over the course of the campaign, that sort of subtly morphed, although it was never really made explicit, but it subtly morphed into what the campaign referred to as extreme vetting. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump said yesterday that whatever his policy is has been proven correct by the terror attacks this week. Now, he was also asked about the idea of a registry for Muslims living in the United States. He didn't, again, directly respond to that question except to say that, "You know my plans." We do know that today the Obama administration is taking steps to withdraw the regulations from what had been a pre-existing Muslim registry. This was something that was put in place during the George W. Bush administration and then lapsed back in about 2011. It was deemed to be costly and inefficient and didn't actually do anything to make us safer. But the regulatory framework for that system remained in place. And there was some thought in the advocacy community that even though the program was long dormant, the regulations could have given the Trump administration something of a head start if, in fact, the administration wants to start a Muslim registry. So by withdrawing it, it sort of takes that potential head start away. The transition team was asked about that this morning, but they didn't really have any kind of answer for us.
So the debate on that issue obviously is still going on. Well, let's talk about this new role for Kellyanne Conway. She has said before that she was skeptical of taking a high-profile position in the White House because she has young children. But here she is on Fox this morning.
I know this will be a very family-friendly West Wing and White House. I've seen the president-elect with his own children and grandchildren. I know many of his female employees over a number of decades and years at the Trump Corporation. So I'm fine on that score. And I think that when you have this opportunity,
We know Donald Trump likes to reward loyalty. What will Conway be doing in the White House?
I think her role will be similar to what she did on the campaign. She was the third and final manager of the Trump campaign.
At the most important time.
Obviously successful there. She was thought to have brought some discipline both to the messaging of the campaign and maybe to the candidate himself. She'll presumably play a similar role in the West Wing at the White House. There was some thought that she might be named press secretary for the administration because she's been a frequent spokesperson for the campaign and the transition on television. But I think having those kids was something that would have made the press secretary's job difficult. This role will be more flexible but potentially more powerful. She'll be serving along with Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and strategist Steve Bannon. And she said this morning she has the candidates – or excuse me, she has the president-elect's trust and his ear.
Well, we have another name as well in the administration today. Peter Navarro, Trump says, will lead a new White House office to oversee American trade and industrial policy. Now, he's an interesting choice because here's a clip of a documentary that Navarro wrote. It's called Death by China.
China's military power is strengthening very, very rapidly.
It's developing a modern, well-equipped, technologically capable military.
China is the only major nation in the world that is preparing to kill Americans.
Okay, strong language, Scott, but just quickly, what does this say about, again, it seems like Trump is sort of reasserting his position on China here.
Peter Navarro has long been a tough critic of China from an economic standpoint, and he was an economic advisor to Donald Trump throughout the campaign. He worked along with the nominee for Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to craft Trump's novel infrastructure plan. So Peter Navarro will have an ongoing role in the White House and presumably continue to help shape economic policy for the incoming administration.
Okay, NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you.